know, how do you bounce back? I know you probably beat yourself up as much as anybody.
Yeah, of course, of course. Just bounce back just like I did this year, really. I mean, it's not, I don't say it's not a big deal, but I mean, things happen. Obviously, it's not intentional making or not making the plays, but, you know, things happen. Obviously, beat myself up a little bit for it because, you know, I want to be out there making plays just like I have been all year. So when it doesn't happen, it kind of gets frustrating, but, you know, just bounce back from it just like any other time.
When they're that, when they're that obvious, when they're right there, is there anything you can go back to look at technique-wise, or is it just like a golfer with a case of the yips? You just can't explain it, just hard to believe.
It's not, well, I mean, the first one, the sun was peeking over the top, so I just kind of put my hands out there hoping it was going to work out. But so the first one, I mean, obviously I couldn't see very well, but there's no excuse. I mean, you got to make the play. People don't care about that. I mean, really, it's just making the play. And then the second one, you just got to focus on the ball. I mean, obviously, the conditions of it being cold and windy, obviously people don't care about that. I mean, it's really not even an excuse at all. So just got to make the play. But, yeah, the focus on the second one, I believe, really. It felt like the ball was in the air for 10 years, and then it kind of snuck up on me and tried to use the body in between body and it and hands and on the catch. But, yeah, just got to make that. I've made it a million times.
When everybody comes up to you after that, obviously you're visibly upset. Everybody, nothing needs to be said. It's pretty obvious. Do you want people to come up and talk to you, or do you just want to be left alone after something like that? I mean, how do you handle it?
I mean, it's kind of in between because you know people are going to, because I know if Cobb were to make that play or Jordy, I'm going to be right there making sure he's straight too. So, you know, you got to know that they're going to, and, you know, and you got to know that it makes you feel good knowing that your teammates are there for you, coaches. But obviously, I'm the type of guy, I just want to be left alone sometimes. But it is what it is.
Devontae, the challenge to come back now against a good secondary, what does that mean?
I mean, a lot. I mean, we've played many good secondaries throughout the year. So it's really, I knew everybody's going to try to make it into the biggest deal possible, but I mean, it's really nothing. I'm not saying it's nothing like downplaying the fact. I mean, obviously, you got to make the plays, but I mean, it's nothing to come back from it.
Did Aaron say anything afterwards?
He came up to me on the sideline, just said, "I'm coming back to you," and he did. And you know, I was able to let it go for the rest of the game. But obviously, after the game, watching film and things like that, it kind of gets back to you, and you kind of be like, wish I would have made that play for my team and, you know, for myself. But, you know, nobody's worried around here about it.
What feeling does that give you, though, knowing that he will come back and he keeps coming back?
Well, I mean, it feels great. I mean, it's nothing that I wasn't expecting. But I know quarterback has a lot of faith in me and my teammates as well. So it was really more, I was the hardest of them. I was my biggest critic. But yeah, it's just about letting it go and just moving on to this next thing.
Freddie, can you learn much at all? Has Minnesota changed since the last time you guys played them defensively, or they've been static in what they do? It just remain the same and probably do the same stuff too?
Probably be a lot of the same things. Obviously, they've had injuries and things like that, but for the most part, they're one of the teams that's going to stick to what they do, and they do a pretty good job at it, so I don't blame them, but we just got to find out, you know, the things that we didn't do so well last game and, you know, raise that up a little bit and execute on the plays. It's like we've been doing a pretty good job on this season. Obviously, with Ty making a pretty big emergence last game, we can ride that wave and continue on with the pass game as well and just keep making plays.